Good afternoon.
My talk is about quadrant count method to quantify within field variability of corn, yield on three New York farms. This talk will be mostly focused on the management zone creation, so I will like to start with how we define the management zone. So if we take out from this management zone definition, two things are there. One is we will apply specific crop input within a zone, within a part of the field, and considering that similar rate or similar product within the zone is based on that yield limiting factors are homogeneous within that field. But if we go with this definition, we have to find out each and every yield limiting factors, and each yield limiting factors, they can interact with each other and they can give you the different result over the time. Maybe they give you different outcome on the wet season or dry season. So best indicator, one of the approach we are trying to do is take the multi-years yield monitor data set. Consider that yield output is the realization of all those yield limiting factors over the years by the different conditions, and use that as a input to create the management zone. So in this approach, we are using all the data set within the farm, get the average value over the years, multi-years data set, use the average yield and the average standard deviation from the multi-year data set to differentiate those fields, whether those are the highly productive or stable field, based on those yield mean yield value and mean standard deviation, we are trying to divide each field in one of the four quadrant. Quadrant one, that is the high yield, low variability, that is where we want to be on the fields, that the stable over the year. And the quadrant two, those are still high yield, but they are variable. They might have some different factors affecting differently than the quadrant one fields. So quadrant three, low yield and the high variable, and quadrant four, a low yield and the low variable. You can consider quadrant four field maybe mostly headland portion. They can stable, low yield kind of thing. So this approach is based on the whole farm and average, and then based on that value, we are trying to divide each field, not the within the field. So there was one study doing the same approach using the 14 years data set, and then once they did the soil sampling and looked the factors what are different between those different quadrant, and result was field that came from the quadrant one, that is the high yield stable field over the time, they were better drained, higher in organic matter and optimal in soil test p-value. So one of the publication based on that outcome is link is provided at the end of this presentation. So this result came from the 14 years data set. So that is the outcome of the multi-year data, but the result is not the within field. That is just to identify within the farm what are those field characteristics are. So using the similar approach, we are trying to do the within field variability. So our objective is evaluate if a yield stability approach that I just described can be used to develop management zones within a field. We collected data set from the three farms. Farm number one, altogether a multi-year data set, that there were 225 fields. And then out of that, 34 field has the corn grown on that same field. So we needed some field that has continuous multi-year data set. So out of 225 overall field, 34 field are used for the multi-years in within field variability study. Similarly, for the farm two, 187 fields from the multi-year data set, and out of that, 22 field were used for this study. And farm three, 354 fields, and 66 fields were with the multi-year data set. So under each field, we use the same approach using the multi-year data set. We identified what is the average yield and the standard deviation over the years. Then using that approach, we divided each of those multi-years field where they belong, whether those field that have the multi-years data set, whether they are on the one of those quadrant. Once we decided the each field level, then next step was to go to the within field, do the same approach. For fields with at least 3 years of data, we use that for the multi-year. Yield data were mapped to the 10 by 10 meter grid for each years. And then once we have multi-years yield map, then we calculated average yield and standard deviation using that map. Once we have average yield over the years and the standard deviation, then we, for each pixel, we assigned one of the quadrant based on the average yield value or standard deviation we calculated using the whole farm approach. Then, and finally, number of grids within each quadrant was determined to obtain the percentage of the field in each of the those four quadrants. So our target was to look to inside the field where the those each pixel belongs, whether that pixel is quadrant one or quadrant two or quadrant three. So from the farm one, we have altogether 225 fields, and you can see on the x-axis that is the multi-years average value and the standard deviation on the y-axis. And out of that, we have 34 fields with the multi-year data set, and we can see fields are on all of those quadrants. We have data available to study on all quadrants from this farm. So based on that quadrant map, I prepared the yield map, that is the average yield over the years, the first row, and the second row is the map prepared based on the quadrant methods. So yield map, if we look the very first map, first column, it is with the same field. If we use the yield map over the multi-years yield map, then we might go and try to create just two zones based on the two colors, high yield and the low yield. But when we use the quadrant-based method, we get additional information there. If we looked on the quadrant map, then we have, even on those part of the field where we get the higher yield based on the yield map, we have part of the field is variable. So we have to think different management or different input, or somehow we have to come up with a different solution for that part of the field. While there are those portion of the field on the green color, those are stable part, and we are confident to apply a higher rate of input and management there. So next few slides, I will go to summarize thing in a table. So what I'm going to do now is count the, based on the, this field, based on the whole farm approach, that field came from the quadrant one. Then I counted what are the majority of pixel, more number of pixel or percentage pixel, where do they belong. Based on that information, I classified all of the field and created a table to summarize the thing. So if we look on this table, that comes from the farm one. The fields, they came from quadrant one based on the whole farm method. Then we tried to count the pixel-wise, how many pixels are there on the quadrant one. So it is variable. Some fields show around 92% of the pixels are there. They came from the same quadrant. But some fields are just 41% of the pixels are there on the same quadrant. So variability exists. That is what we are get from this table. Even the field that came from the quadrant one, based on the pixel method, 41 to 92% variability. So we have option to apply the different kind of management. Similarly, same result for the quadrant farm second. You can see those blue color thing, they represent how much variable is there. 27% of the pixel that represent that field. But out of 100 that is 27 are on that field, but other person is on different quadrant. So our preliminary conclusion on that, quadrant maps contain more information than multiperiod yield, and methodology can be applied at the whole field within farm and at the within field level. And case study farm shows variability in quadrants within a field exist for fields of all four quadrants. That is what I showed on the table, suggesting opportunity for precision management for most fields. And quadrant method can be used to determine management zone within fields. Based on this information, we are trying to put some of the strip trials. We got some next step is evaluate soil and field characteristics that separate quadrant 1 versus quadrant 2, 3, and quadrant 4 areas within the field. Or once we put some strip trial and management strip other trials based on that quadrant map, then we will collect the soil sample and try to figure out what are the drivers to create those different quadrant zones. We have some project going to be run on the same concept in 2018 and 2019. Okay, that's all my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Yes.
I want to make sure I understood when you. Okay, so you took the fields that you had essentially one year of data. You had a group of fields where you had three contiguous years of data.
Yeah.
You classified them initially the fields, and I'm thinking of the variability. You took all the data, looked at standard deviation, and then grouped them into high and low variability by field.
Yeah.
And then when you had the fields that had the 3 years of data, mm-hmm. you looked at individual group, or looked at that field, looked at your variability, and then you broke it up into the grids, the higher or low variability based on
the farm average value.
The combined, okay.
So dividing criteria is always the farm average value.
I'm sorry?
Dividing criteria, that farm average mean and farm average standard deviation over the years, multiple years. Okay. That is what we are using to divide that thing. Yes. It's a mean. Mean standard deviation. And all those values are area weighted too, again.
A lot of guys who do yield stability analysis over time and have it as a percentage of the mean or texture. So I'm just curious, do you see this as more or less powerful than just a percent of the mean? Because there's more information in how you're doing the quadrants. There's some hidden nuggets in that. But have you compared it to just the standard yield stability analysis?
I'll just kind of repeat the question.
Okay. So question was...
The folks that I work with do something similar to yield stability, where they just look at the part of the yield versus the mean, that's 100% of the mean, or 75% of the mean, or 125% of the mean over a 3 to 5 year period, which is close to what you've done, but you added another layer of understanding because you also bring in how stable that stability is over time. So I just didn't know how it would look if you just did and throwing it out there and
draft
that across.
So question was the similar other approach, that is the stability of the over the years. I don't know that how that was done, but the way we are doing makes sense, because it is we are taking the both factor, absolute value of the yield, and then over the year, and then how variable is, how fluctuating. I don't know. Maybe I will ask you later how the thing that was done.
I just don't.
Let's take one more question.
Yeah, my question is, do you have any problems with the idea of you have a bigger mean, you're expected to have a bigger variance associated with it? You're thinking that if the variance could be 10% of your volume, then your variance might be bigger the bigger your mean.
Initially, we started with the CV, considering that fact, but later on we decided not to go with that, because that creates the interpretation makes very hard. Low yield, just few bushels of increase or decrease, that gives 100% or something 90% variability. So we came back to this approach.
Thank Tulsi again.